Ho Chi Minh is dead because he was fighting for peace.
Everybody know that.
He was tired of fighting for peace.
Larry Robinson is dead because he was a fighter for peace. They'll tell you that these brothers here were war monsters. They have the trick of making themselves look like the angel and making you look like the devil, which is only the trick. They make the devil look like the angel and make the angel look like the devil. And I'm telling you that just as our motto says, we don't believe in war. We're against war. We understand that the only way to stop war is to engage in war. We don't dig a gun, but the way to get rid of a gun, make a man get rid of a gun, is for you yourself to pick up a gun. This is what Ho Chi Minh understood. This is what Larry Robinson understood. This is what Chairman Mao Zedong understands. This is what the Black Panther Party understands. This is what anybody that calls themselves a revolutionary or want to support the revolution, anybody understands what we're talking about. It's nothing hard to understand. Many of you people who get hung up and you are racking your brains about who to follow and who not to follow are nothing but a bunch of people that's bullshitting, because it's very clear who to follow. It's very clear who the enemy is attacking viciously, who the enemy is painting black, and it's very clear who the enemy is playing up and saying he's an all right guy. They will not wipe out the Black Panther Party, because as our chairman Bobby Seale says, as long as there's any black people, one black person in the world, there will be a Black Panther Party. Larry Robinson said, no longer can I allow the pigs to brutalize the people any longer. He felt the same way that Huey B. Newton felt. And he did the same thing that Huey B. Newton would do. And Larry Robinson said that I'm standing here on my constitutional rights. And the only thing that can move me will be death. And there's nothing wrong with death, because if I can't find anything worth dying for, then I'm not fit living. I'm ready to make a commitment now. I'm only 20 years old, but if I live to 80 and I never make a commitment, I'll be dead anyway. If I live till I'm 99, I know that I died at 20, because all those other years that I lived not knowing I made a commitment, it would be nothing but a ceasing of your breathing at 99. Larry said it would be nothing but an announcement of my death at the earliest age. I would have died when I was 20. I'm going to stand right here and I make a commitment right now, saying that I'm going to stay right down here and defend the people that belong to me, the people that have been oppressed by the pig. And that's what Larry Robinson did. He was proletarian intoxicated. He couldn't be intimidated. Was no fear. Was no compromise. Malcolm said, was no love lost. He understood the enemy. He understood the language of the enemy. He communicated very well. Let's us start communicating. Let's say that Larry Robinson, Ho Chi Minh, might have died in the sense of nothing. They didn't really die, because the spirit still lives in the people. And that spirit that they left with the people, we're going to use that spirit to carry on the proletarian revolution. I know this. Larry Robinson died for the people.
Right on.
And that's a revolutionary death.
Right on.
Let's say a liberation prayer for Larry Robinson.
Right on.
We got him on our mind. A long time ago, we used to talk about the mountaintop and the valley. Larry Robinson, in a sense, was on the mountaintop. In that Larry Robinson was going to college. Could have got him a job, went to school, got some good grades, came out with a shirt and suit and tie on and walked the streets and wouldn't know everybody. Nobody would have brought everybody. They would have told him, say, you're all right because you're not around 2350 West Madison. You're not selling towns for paper. You're not feeding the homeless children. You're not trying to cure the sick. But Larry Robinson chose, in other words, to say that I don't care what it might be up there. I know where the commitment is, and my whole life has been a life of commitment. I don't intend to compromise now. I don't care what it feels like up there, how nice it may be, how wonderful it may be, and how easy and luxurious life can be. I don't care if I don't have a dime. I know it's hard to be a socialist. I know it's damn impossible to be a communist in this society, but that's what I intend to be. I intend to live in a communal fashion. I intend to live like a communist and live with my comrades. I intend to die for the people. Revolutionary power to Ho Chi Minh, the revolutionary power to Larry Robinson, and all power to the people, because that's where it belongs, in the hands of the people.
Since 19, when the first Black Panther Party chapter was formed in Oakland, California,
More than 40 chapters have been formed dedicated to ending the racism and oppression that affect not only black and brown people, but all the people who are exploited by a decadent capitalistic system. Following the growth of the party, an increase in police repression has left over 28 Panthers murdered all across the country. Over 80 illegal searches of Panther offices have left equipment destroyed, thousands of dollars missing, food and medical supplies for the community wiped out. The last 3 years have seen not only an increase in the repression against the Black Panther Party, but against other revolutionary groups as well. The pattern of repression includes wiretapping, police raids and shootouts, and kangaroo court trials. These attacks are connected directly to the fact that the Panthers are teaching the people how to serve their own needs and liberate themselves. Fred Hampton's death was no accident. It was part of this clear and systematic attempt to wipe out the Panthers. In Chicago alone, Panthers killed by police include Larry Roberson, Jake Winters, Linda Anderson, Wayne Black, Charles Cox, and Michael and John Soto. Members of the party have been subject to constant harassment and arrests on false charges. Chicago police have broken into the Panther office, stealing files and destroying medical supplies and food for the free breakfast program. 2 days before Hampton and Clark were killed, police raided an apartment and severely beat three Panthers: Lynn French, who was 6 months pregnant, Eugenia Reed, and Tony Harris. Harris was hospitalized in critical condition. Police claimed that they went to Hampton's apartment to serve a search warrant and that they were met with gunfire from the Panthers. But this was no routine serving of a search warrant. The raid was planned for 4:30 in the morning. Police cordoned off the entire area, stationed cops armed weapons on the roofs of surrounding buildings, and made their final approach concealed in an Illinois Bell Telephone Company truck. Fred Hampton, 21, and Mark Clark, 22, were both killed. Four other Panthers in the apartment were lined up against the wall and shot by police. They were Ronald Doc Satchel, 19, Minister of Health and organizer of the Panther Health Clinic, and Blair Anderson, 18, both hospitalized in serious condition. Also hospitalized were Vernlyn Brewer, 17, and Brenda Harris, 18.